together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Always!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Dickney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Dickney.
You're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Dickney. And I've got my wife, Vicky, with me today because we want to talk some more about gratitude. And part of gratitude is understanding and accepting the husband you do have instead of focusing on the one you wish you had. Vicky, I know as you've come alongside women for decades now as we've served together in ministry, you see this, and I see it. I see it with men as well, but we want to talk a little bit about wives and their husbands. And I love it when we have scripture, and I hope you've heard plenty of scripture in our shows, but there's also a place for just life experience and wisdom. So what we're going to talk about today, we don't have a Bible verse for this, but as people have wrestled with helping others, especially wives, love their husbands, and to love someone well, you have to understand them and appreciate strengths and weaknesses. We've got three categories, not original to us, but three categories we both love to read, and we got a hold of this years ago. Three categories of guys, and you could be a combination. I think I'm a combination.
Yeah.
Mr. Steady, Mr. Command, Mr. Visionary. And when you begin to understand what you have, who he is, how he's wired, because again, I want to be clear, the Bible is all about change. But there are some things that fundamentally, this is how someone's wired. I'm not making an excuse for sin. Oh, he'll always be yelling and screaming and punching holes in walls. No. There's place for repentance for that and the power of the gospel. But people are people, and God makes us different. Because would you agree, Vicky, I am still largely who I am.
Yes.
Exactly how I'm hardwired.
Right.
From a little boy, I've been wired type A. Here we go. Take that next hill. But what you have now, would you agree, is a more sanctified, godly, fruit of the Spirit version.
Yes.
Of that Brad Dickney. You first yes. began to live
Took us
with.
A while to get here.
Oh. Yeah, this doesn't happen in a hurry.
Yeah.
And so...
But I do want to give people hope.
Yeah, because I don't want anyone to hear, oh, Matt, would I have to bend over backwards and become to be something that I'm just not?
Right.
I am still the way God wired me. But, oh, there is a fruit of the Spirit and is a more Jesus. Again, it's not trying to make a visionary a Mr. Command or a steady a Mr. Visionary. What we're looking for is a more Jesus version. All of us are to become more like Jesus. But talk a little bit and unpack for us, if you would, what you've seen as you've tried to come alongside ladies and different ladies and what they're experiencing with different kinds of husbands.
I just found this invaluable. So usually about once a year, I would gather 12 or 13 women and we would go through different books on marriage, on cooking, home organization. And this was something we'd always do the month of October. I try to do it early on in our class.
You've done it for over 20 years now, right?
Yeah, probably 15, but yeah, quite a while. And it was really interesting to see through the years because I would do this early on in the class because it was so fundamental to understanding your husband as we taught and applied different things through the year. It really helped to know what kind of man do you have? How is he kind of wired?
So you would set this up early in the year, one of your first meetings.
Yes, and we would spend 2 hours. Normally, we would cook the first hour and discuss marriage and home organization the second. This month, we would just dedicate 2 hours.
And what did you call it? What'd you call this group?
H2O, Husband Home Organization.
H2O, yeah. I like it.
So it was fun. We would cook together and we'd do beef recipes 1 month.
And even, I got to be honest, it was one of my favorite nights. She would meet once a month. And of course, I was exiled to the basement.
Absolutely.
But oh my goodness, I just loved it. I couldn't hear, you know, actual conversation, but it was just raucous laughter and noise and carrying on as all the young ladies and Vicky cooked in the kitchen and she's assigned them different things. And they're all, one night would be bread and one night would be soups and one night it would be how to cut up a chicken. And
I mean, some women had never even cut up an onion. Like, okay, so we would start with basics.
But then I knew they had shifted from cooking to talking about, well, me. when it got quiet, and they'd move to the living room and they would sit down, and then she would begin to try to help ladies understand better how to love their husband. And so you would do this early on, walk them through trying to identify what kind of husband do you have?
Right. And a verse that really comes to my mind is 2 Corinthians 10:12 that says, those comparing themselves among themselves and commending themselves among themselves are not wise. So I think that was crucial for me, because I think when we were first married.
You mean women comparing their husband with another husband?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So like when we were first married, you know, Brad's Brad. He's definitely, he's a leader. He's Mr. Command. And then my dad was a Mr. Steady. So, wow, big difference for me. Those are the two main men in my life. That was very different.
And so that would be a shock if you're listening. I think it's most hard, would you agree, for a wife to begin to relate to a husband that is so different than her dad. Now, if the dad was terrible, she's happy to have someone different. But if he was good, and your dad was great, he was Mr. Mercy, Mr. Steady. Me and Mr. Dill were at opposite ends of the pole on guy and how we relate.
So it took me a while to ease. Yeah. Let's go into a little bit of like what
we're talking
about. So
you've already used a couple terms,
right.
But
we want to explain to people
what are the three different kinds of guys.
So Mr. Command, who's more of a leader, Mr. Visionary, who has lots of ideas, often like an inventor, and then Mr. Steady, who just plods along. He's going to always show up for work. He's going to be there. He's faithful. So Mr. Command, we'll start with him. There's usually in this agreement, it was consistently, if we had 12 or 13 women, usually 5% of the men were Mr. Command.
Oh, so not a high percentage?
Nope, 5%. You can't have too many of those people running around. 5% Mr. Command, 5% Mr. Visionary, and about 90% Mr. Steady.
Wow.
That was consistently.
So of these three categories,
right,
through the years,
it was
you've
fascinating
met,
to me.
You've seen that the bulk of women have a Mr. Steady, actually.
Right.
Oh. Okay.
So first we'll start with Mr. Command. And like I said, your husband can have, he's usually dominant in one area. He might have characteristics of both. Obviously, there's a lot of Mr. Steady. You plod along, you do hard things. So you have some of both. But Mr. Command, he often ends up in leadership positions, like a military leader like Winston Churchill, might be a CEO of a company like Elon Musk. Politicians, pastors, they're very self-sufficient. They like to take charge and control and lead people. It's just their second nature. They see the big picture. They're willing to sacrifice for the cause of a greater good. All good things. I mean, these are good things.
These are commendable qualities,
right.
So far. Yeah.
Can at times be less tolerant and demanding, and they're very clear about what they like and don't like, and they tend to be type A on steroids. And then I would also say, you know, just to be patient with a Mr. Command. You know, you can't get your feelings hurt very easily. He will become more gentle usually in time. So.
By God's grace.
Yeah.
And even as she describes that, I mean, I got to be honest, I'm sitting here and it just resonates with me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be this way. God made me this way. It's like in situations in my mind, just literally, I can see, I can break it down. And I think if that's where we need to go and go maybe 5 years from now, I just see steps and components and parts to it. And it just thrills me to think we would need to do this and then this and then this and then this. And here we go.
Yeah.
And part of the biggest problem I found of how we were relating with me being a Mr. Command is Mr. Command see it so fast and they don't take time to discuss it with those around them. And then they just proclaim it or declare it and expect everybody just hop to it. Here we go. And that's how I was relating to my wife. I would say, well, we're gonna da 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 da. And I think we, and so they don't draw people in early on to say, hey, what do you think about? I've been thinking about.
What are your thoughts
on
this?
So that was something I actually had to learn and begin to do by choice earlier, as soon as I'm beginning to think something. Or even if I have it all thought out, pretend I don't.
Check.
And say, hey, what do you think about? I wanted to get your thoughts on.
And I mean, the strengths are with Mr. Command, you never doubt where you're going. There is a plan. There is a purpose. We are zooming along.
I mean, Vicky has never had to think, I wish Brad would think about something. I wish he would think about what's going on in our, so that we're going to be okay. Oh, that's not the problem.
But the hard side of that is sometimes you go faster than I want to go.
And you just feel left out. You feel cut out of the process. So I want you to hear this. If you're a guy, and you, just if you're a guy in general, I think we can be a little more this way. But especially if you're a Mr. Command, the Bible calls you to draw your wife in. This is not like, but I'm the leader. I want you to understand, biblical leadership is servant leadership. And therefore, you lead with a loving servant heart. You chose to get married. And the day I chose to get married, I gave up making unilateral snap decisions. I tell guys this all the time. The day you said I do is the day you gave up and laid aside the right to make unilateral snap decisions. You now have a wife, and so you do this together. You do life together. We're talking about accepting the spouse you have and being able to express gratitude. But to do so, Vicky's beginning to help us unpack a little bit different kinds of guys, because you don't just have a husband in general, and I don't just have a wife in general. There's things about women that are generally true, but God gave you a specific person with a name, a personality, a life experience, and a hard wiring. So we're talking about different kinds of men: Mr. Command, Mr. Visionary, Mr. Steady. And you might be a bit of a combo. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll begin to unpack and try to illustrate a little more. What does it look like to have one of these men, and how would you, as a wife, relate to and love them well?
And you're listening to Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney and his wife, Vicky, who's been joining him the last several weeks. Today, they're talking about Mr. Command and Mr. Visionary and Mr. Steady in marriage. And as we're listening today, it made me think about a resource available in the Fortis store. It's Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison. This is a book that helps you look at people through the lens of Scripture. It shows you how to understand and how to appreciate the unique ways that God has wired each person. And so instead of becoming frustrated by our differences, you're going to learn to see them as opportunities for growth and mutual understanding. You can pick up Seeing with New Eyes by David Pallison, available right now in the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. And something else that I want to point you to, the Fortis Plus app. If you have not downloaded that yet to your mobile device, or you don't regularly visit fortisplus.org, let me encourage you to do that, because one of our other resources that's available in Fortis Plus and updated weekly that's very, very valuable, and it goes right alongside of what Brad and Vicky are talking about today, is Adam Tyson's Way of Manhood. If you've been following along, then you know how popular this podcast has become. Dr. Tyson is helping a whole generation of young men understand their God-given wiring and how to use it for His glory. So every week he tackles real challenges men are facing. You can check out Way of Manhood right now in Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org. And you know, today, as Brad and Vicky have been very honest about the challenges of understanding and appreciating different personality types, it reminds me of why Fortis Institute matters so much. In a world that is increasingly pushing against biblical values, we've got to equip couples with truth that transforms their marriages. That's why we brought together so many voices like Pastor Brad Bigney, like Dr. Adam Tyson, and others like Dr. John Krotz, Dr. Andrew Walker, Tim Challies, Dr. Greg Gifford, and Libby Glosson. They're showing you weekly how to apply biblical truth to your unique situations. So would you consider joining us in this mission? If you've been blessed by the content that we've been able to produce through Fortis Institute thus far, your partnership will help us continue creating resources just like these. Visit fortisinstitute.org to learn more about joining us in this mission to strengthen Christians. Now let's get back to Pastor Brad and Vicky. They're going to continue helping us understand the different types of husbands God creates. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
You're listening to Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Bigney, with my sweet wife, Vicky, and we're talking about gratitude. But to be grateful, you have to understand who you have as a husband. I've brought her on the show to speak from the wife's point of view, because God calls you to love your husband, but you need to know him to love him. And so we don't have a Bible verse for these three categories, but we got a hold of this years ago and find it helpful. And so Vicky's been meeting with women and groups of young wives for years now, talking about three categories: Mr. Command, Mr. Visionary, Mr. Steady. Help us understand this a little better, Vicki.
So we kind of hit on Mr. Command. Let's go next to Mr. Visionary. He has lots of ideas of things he wants to try. He's often an inventor, a political activist, or just men that love to start companies. He may want to move to North Carolina to start a trout farm or make an invention that ends up on Shark Tank. Like, how do you have a car seat for a child where they can recline? That's something I've always wanted to invent. Mm, let them sleep nice in the car. He loves change and new endeavors. He'll either be very rich or very poor.
Which means you will be likewise.
Yeah. He'll be very discontented at an 8-to-5 job, and he'll rarely work for someone. He wants to be his own boss. He likes to talk about his ideas, his plans, and dreams, most of which will rarely happen. So you might hear about 1,000 different dreams and things he has, and maybe one or two of them might happen.
And it can be frightening for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you're not careful, you assume everything coming out of his mouth,
right,
he's going to try to do, and he's really not.
And pretty soon you learn, okay, he's going to be put off if you don't listen to all his dreams, his plans, his ideas. You know, he's dreaming big. So I think you have to learn to be flexible.
Because if you try to tone it down, yes, or say anything less than raw,
right,
he tends to say, why don't you support me?
But I do think men like that, their wives do need to be someone that's kind of organized and think, okay, now how are we going to make the house payment? We've moved to North Carolina. What's going to pay for it? You know, but once again, we're not going to just stereotype every man. All men are different. I mean, we have men in our church that are definitely Mr. Visionaries, and they have done well.
Right.
You know, I just think of a guy in our church. He's like a mad scientist. He has, I think, a chemistry degree. You know, go a little bit on that quickly.
Yeah, it's
not real long.
As a pastor, you know, we get to see all kinds of different people, and it's been fun that literally he fits the, you know, the what you would think of someone who invents and has ideas. Mm-hmm. Just his hair, the kind of John Lennon glasses he wears, and just
fascinating.
So when they arrived at our church, they were near poverty. Not because he's not a great guy, but something he had invented out in California, sometimes legal things go sideways, was completely stolen by his partner, mm-hmm, and he lost it all, had nothing. And so they arrive in our area, but he's still got ideas. And so I just love it that, you know, sometimes their ideas are based on what's happening right now.
Exactly, yeah.
So he loves animals, had like, I don't know, over 12 dogs in the house,
birds,
out of the house.
Cats,
and
wife's horses.
Complaining about hair, just all the dog hair. He's a biologist. He begins to putz around to see if he can come up with something that would cause them to shed less.
Because they had 3 little children. She said, you know, they're all crawling on the floor. They're getting dog hair all in their hands, their mouth. What can you do to come up with something that will help dogs shed less?
And to be clear, these guys don't just have ideas. They work hard.
Very hard.
And so, I mean, he worked.
Sometimes like 80 or 90 hours a week. That's one of their pluses and minuses.
And it ended up becoming a dog food supplement that you could sprinkle on the food.
I remember one time I was in California listening to secular radio, and I heard
a commercial.
Where they're like, this is crazy. Yeah. I'm in California. We're in Kentucky, and this company is based in Kentucky, and it thrived. I mean, it was wonderful.
The dog's coat is shinier, healthier. There's less hair. And to Vicki's point, they don't think, oh, we worked hard.
Once
that was a great idea. We'll just ride it out. Nope. It built up. He sold it. And instead of sitting around.
Did very well.
Did well. But, you know, could sit around if he wants to, but he doesn't.
Right.
So he loves horses. And he's got all these horses that he decides to feed the same kind of excellent food so that their poop would be consistent, because now he's working on high-end
organic potting soil.
And again, his idea was back from the pandemic when so many people were working from home, particularly women who would like some house plants. And so they've got money and they want better soil to have better plants that look healthier and bloom more.
I just always love to see what he's doing. Yeah. It's always fascinating. He like steps down into this like...
Oh, it was hilarious.
Basically,
he put on rubber boots up to his knees as he's walking us through his whole area, what he's doing. And he just jumps down in this ginormous vat of poop.
To look at a thermometer.
And he sticks his arm way down in there and jerks up a thermometer to check the temperature of the poop. Because it's all got to do certain things before it goes to the next stage. So, Mr. Visionary.
And obviously, if you're his wife is wonderful. She's very supportive, and they just have so many great
stories. But it can be frightening along the
way. Oh, yeah. I mean, it would
there's
be
There's going to be high highs, and there's going to be low lows.
Yes, exactly. So we've got Mr. Command, Mr. Visionary, and thirdly, Mr. Steady, who, like I said, is usually.
And I was a little surprised. I don't think I even knew this. So you're saying about 90%.
85 to 90.
Wow. Yeah. Of the husbands are Mr. Steady. So help us understand, what do you mean, Mr. Steady?
He's not going to make decisions quickly. You know, if he's like, might be in bed talking to his wife, like one woman in our class used this example. She's like, and every night he's just laying in bed like, I don't know if I should take this job or that job. And she said, and I'm just thinking, I don't care. Make a decision, take a job. So, you know, they're going to be a little slower. They're very cautious. They're going to make decisions more slowly.
And when you say slow, you don't mean mentally. It's
no,
not
no,
that he's
no,
stupid.
No. There's nothing wrong with him. He's going to
so
think
for instance,
through all
with
his options.
Eating out, he's just not going to tell you where he wants to go. He's going to say, I don't know.
Which I mean,
I don't
hey,
care.
As a wife, Mr. Men's going to tell you where we're going.
I don't
Mr.
care.
Steady
you decide.
Let you decide.
So this wife ends up feeling like she needs to decide more things.
That could be a negative thing, but in some ways, that's just how he's wired. He's not given to extremes. He's going to show up and give 100%. He doesn't tell people what to do. He's not loud. He's not attention seeking. He's not going to be the life of the party. But I like this. He's not going to pressure his wife about anything. He's not going to expect you to serve him day and night. He's going to think, how can I serve you? What can I do for you?
So he's the guy that might lean in and cook a meal or just see something that needs doing and he does it.
Mr. Steady is love because he will be everyone's friend. He'll fix your car. He'll help the neighbor build a deck. He's just quick to serve. He makes wise, well-thought-out decisions. He's loyal to those he knows, and he loves to see his wife succeed in areas. And if you want to have a home business, great. I'd love to help you.
I'm sitting here thinking, so 85 to 90% of the wives have nothing to complain about. What?
Well,
you know, because I got to be honest, that's so not me.
Right.
I have to lean in and think, I should help. So what is it that they don't like?
In some ways, it's like, wow, I just don't respect him because he's just always here. He's always available. He doesn't make decisions very fast. So this is where I think we get into trouble as women. We look at someone else's husband.
So they're guilty at looking at more
right.
big time.
So someone might look like at you and think, wow, I mean, Brad's just like, he knows where he's going and that's what I want. I'm like, oh, no, no, you really don't.
But they don't understand right. the downside right. of living with Brad.
I just remember one time in seminary, I went to a friend's house and her husband was vacuuming the floors. And we were getting ready to go to some women's meeting at church. And she said, John made brownies for the women's Bible study tonight. And I'm just thinking, what in the world? John's made brownies and he's vacuuming your floor. Like, Brad's never made a brownie a day in his life. He's never going to think, oh, I'll make some brownies so they can take them to the women's Bible study.
Now, I do want to say, backing it up to Mr. Command becoming more like Jesus, I do vacuum now.
Yeah, he does.
But
thank
that's,
you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have some health issues, so he helps me.
Vicky has some health issues now, something in the MS family, and so I do the vacuuming. But I had to grow in that area and realize, wow, I need to serve her.
So I think for a Mr. Steady, the wife may not see his worth, and sometimes she'll just take him for granted. She'll just think, he's just always here. I just remember one time in my class, one of the women was telling us about her Mr. Steady, and she said, and I was sick, and he made chili for me. And he put noodles and then the cheese and then the chili on top. And
which,
I,
by the way,
yeah,
we live in the Cincinnati
yeah,
area. I'd never heard of that till I moved here. I grew up in the South.
Yeah.
You grew up in the South.
It's actually really
they
good.
They take spaghetti noodles, put it on a plate, then put chili on top of it and cheese. That's Cincinnati chili.
And she was complaining to him that he put the, he did it in the wrong order. And I was just like baffled, like, what? My husband's never made, I mean, if your husband makes something for you while you're sick.
So instead of being grateful.
Grateful, right. So I think that's what's really helpful. I think just that, you know, like we just had a huge snow here. We've had like 12 inches. So someone like a Mr. Command is either going to say, all right, get one of the kids to do that, or I'm going to pay someone to do that. Mr. Visionary is probably going to invent something to have the snow constantly removed. And Mr. Steady is just going to get out there as soon as it starts snowing and start shoveling snow and probably add salt. You know, so I think there's vast differences, but you have to think, who is the husband I have, and learn to appreciate his strengths and his weaknesses. Because each one of these has weaknesses.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You know, each one has strengths, but each one
yeah,
has major weaknesses.
There's not one category that's all bad, and there's not one category that's all good. Which matches what the Bible does teach, because everybody's a sinner. There's some good and there's some bad. And the sooner you can learn to appreciate what the good is, you'll do better with the part that you wish was different.
But I think it really takes, once again, eyes to see. Don't compare your husband with other
yeah.
husbands. Learn to love the husband you have that God's giving you.
Yeah.
The man that you were drawn to, that you said yes to, and you put a ring on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're talking about gratitude, and we've backed it up to consider understanding better who you have, who you married. And I've got Vicky with me today because we're focusing largely on the husband, understanding better the kind of husband you have. Because it doesn't matter who you married, for your marriage to thrive, you need to begin to get a hold of, what do I see that is commendable, that is praiseworthy, that is excellent? And believe it or not, whoever you're married to, there is something to see. that is excellent, that is praiseworthy.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have to ask God, help me to see it and appreciate that, because that will help you persevere through the parts that you wish were different. This is Thrive, and I'm your host, Brad Bigney, with my delightful wife, Vicki. Oh, ask God to help you to see who you have and what you can thank God for. And the sooner you do it, the more likely your marriage will begin to thrive instead of die on the vine.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.